Hello, how's everyone doing? Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
It's so weird when they ask you to send bios and you just send whatever you have.
Yeah.
And then you don't expect them to read it. And you're like, oh my God, stop. Anniversary poem for the Zapatistas in Chiapas, Mexico. And with the camp, we tried perfecting a himno de Zapatistas. And in the evening, Sotil boys sang to us their songs of freedom. With muddy feet and boiling water for tea, the indígena looked just like me. Danced all night with the children New Year's Eve, my body at home in Chiapas, where land is stolen, stripped by multinationals and saved by environmentalists taking families onto uninhabitable soil. The United States versus the third world, a poverty I've not known even in the worst of my time. The revolution is not a romantic notion in the mountains and the basins, fighting every day to prove communal efforts don't have to fail, even though it's more difficult without the government subsidies. And as always, Westerners seem to have this debate where the armed struggle is needed by the oppressed. But survival can blur the lines of presumed right or wrong, and there is no romanticism in Los Caracoles. I know my words, they are rough and stumbling. After all these years, we are still feeling the effects of the first Castillas. It's easy to forget. Grassroots freedom fighters are always terrorists and murderers, whether they are or not. Government-directed stories are flipped to make people scared of theirs. We become not our own. They become radical and other. Second and third person references are big and identities are absentia. But what government has been created without the bloodshed? And the people ask whether the Zapatistas can succeed. The need for school, water, food, and land always turns political. Yo trabajo sin reposo. Basic needs forcing our blood to strain and dissociate. Yo trabajo sin reposo. But what government has been created without the bloodshed? And the people ask whether the Zapatistas can succeed. New York to Dallas. DF to Tuxa Gutierrez. Buses to San Cristobal de las Casas. Oedic y La Garucha. Years since my body home in Chiapas. Strawberry shortcake, put it in a pan. Tell me the name as fast as you can. Is it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J? I've learned always stay away from a brother whose name begins with J. We'll say. Get me down, swallow it. Who needs a condom? I swear I'll pull out in timelines I have set for myself. High school diploma 18, college 21, master's PhD, maybe 25 if I really want to flex myself out this hood. Wake each morning a train ride closer to pace, farther from my mama's home, not so homey, I swear. Woman cleans everyone's house except her own. Drag that trash back with her so I can't stand to breathe in her stench or air our camisetas y sun those except in patchwork, piecemeal out the window, instead I go to you. One, ask you, speak to me that Spanish and let me dream happily ever after. Speak to me the Spanish and make my mouth drop, eyes shut, feet quake. Speak to me the Spanish and make the walls shake like Obolero slaying mommy any matabalas and daddy Bruce head heading out that door. Speak to me the Spanish that puts my English to shame, Joaquin, I can't get this man home. And yo, my mouth may not know all the words, but everything else understands. For a millisecond breath, I can't catch hearing my kids play. Strawberry shortcake, put it in a pan. Tell me the name as fast as you can. And I tell them, you stay away from the ones whose names begin with J. The kids are older now, needing me less. Speaking in Spanish bring them closer to their daddy and father from me, and I just miss taking them to the park. And I can't remember what I used to be like. Only air was something I could never get enough of before they came and go, don't need me no more, and still air is something I can't get enough of around here. Under a blue sky, past the clouds I loved watching till I realized they brought the rain that blocked the sun that hurt my eyes when we had a showdown. And I was smack around clouds, but convinced the sun is shining on me. Kids 3, 9, 10, I can't wait till they turn 4, 10, 11, 1 year closer to letting them go. 1 year closer to letting them be what I could not be for myself. 1 year closer to a life less crowded and quiet nights I haven't had since 16. I want to breathe again. Even if it means these tenement air gives me asthma and I'm not the person I used to be, I want to breathe full out and know I'm not sharing my life with no one. But every day it's bathe, feed, homework, feed, sleep, feed, beat when they need to be beat and feed. How can they eat so much and feed, save, feed, save, feed, hold my breath till the last one turns 18.
Yeah.
So, I'm first generation American, right? So I'm the daughter of immigrants. And this next poem is in three languages, in Spanish, Tagalog, and English. And basically everyone I know, we don't have one conversation just in English. So it literally, and it kind of has happened today, where one word will literally be in Spanish, and then the next five will be in English, where we totally get it. And especially with immigration, especially in the state, being such a hot topic, important. So this is for my immigrant community. De tierra a tierra lumalakad ang tao. Buscando un puente, a bridge, para sa dormir, para sa trabajo, para saber las cosas chismes about in barangay back home. First languages are not easily defined, and the third world defines simply the purposeful poverty of our people. Así caminamos las calles. Pero fue una quita sin un vago grito. Fresh off the boat, and those of us who have grown into a swagger. Podemos indígena canta americano. Indígena to transit tan sula de seguridad social, o de los hospitales, o del gobierno, cuando nuestros padres believe their English is not enough. Anak. Hijas de inmigrantes, we are hindi parejo. Lumaque comidito, un lugar con fronteras, and that has made all the difference. De nuestras comunidades, somos y no somos. Indico el momento cuando we became more American than not. Part 2. From land to land walk the people, looking for a bridge, nang tulay, just to be able to sleep. Just to be able to work, just to see those things gossiped about in the barrios back home. Practicar las lenguas primeras es difícil. A third world equals la pobreza de un tao. But yes, we walk the streets, but you can spot los nuevos. I'm fresh off the boat y la gente que ha crecido en una manera de pasmamalake. Because we understand American songs, and we can translate the letters from the Social Security office and the hospital and the government when mag-alala our parents porque their English no es suficiente. Somos the children of immigrants, but we are not the same. We have grown up here in this borders, home front, a esa es la diferencia. We are and we are not from where we are from. And I can't pinpoint that exact moment when hemos crecido más americanos que no. So during my sets, I always do at least, you know, one, maybe two covers of another poet or another singer to help bridge the gap, right? You know, keep the lineage going. So this song is Give Your Hands to Struggle. It's by a group, it was sung by a group called Sweet Honey the Rock. So it's a folk group, and it was written by Bernice Johnson Reagan during the Civil Rights Movement.
If you see me stumble, don't stand back and look on. Reach out now, baby. Give your hands to struggle. Give your hands to struggle. Give your head to struggle.
As if alien is a given, as if to be expected is expected, and community a chip to speak. We speak in pointed fingers to designate teams and grave solidarity. We speak not at all. And sometimes the initial reaction is to give what's been received, to fight loud and rough, switch sinews and screws, hatred for hatred's sake, just because I can. I will admit, sometimes I spit crackers with no interest in stopping. But I want no more tears over fears and pain. They left me with weapons. They put in my name, Arma Raiz, the sharp. But the anger never supersedes the heartbreak propelling it. It don't clack confusion or drops that almost fall, yet not quite, over bark. About whether you will rent me a room, about my papers lacking, why am I in this neighborhood and passports confiscated, maybe I won't make it home after all. It waves that even faith is hard to whisper at hours. Eyes, nose, swirls and shivers, border falling, braided skins. Give me breath for this thread of white. For my API and my African and other types, peace with my Spanish. Borders falling, make space to hold me all. And gloria, gloria, hallelujah, and daldua, they demand my selection, but I won't. I know this brown, my raíz is just fine. So I have also a reference to, there's a Chicana academic and writer, Gloria and daldua. She's recently passed. She was also queer, and she had a poem, a borderlands poem, about being Chicana and all the mixtures and having to decide whether you're white, whether you're indigenous, whatnot. So similar to the Filipino experience. Okay. So from New York, born and raised. I'm also the known here like hip hop.
Yeah.
So this is called Letter to a Brother and Sister in Hip-Hop. Hip-Hop gets up, problems in the community, in all communities. We kind of get a bad rap, not literally. But it's also bigger than hip-hop, right? I mean, everything that's going on in hip-hop is a greater commentary on what's going on, actually, inside in which hip-hop was born. Letter to a Brother and Sister in Hip-Hop. Strong sister Sabat slaps and slurred beyond this hip-hop world. Stretching seas and skins over scars and winds, cause we don't have a dick, remind how we brought about sin. But we weren't hoping our eyes, and we rhyme our cries, below our belly and above our breasts. Heading west for the sun and east for the womb on walls, cause the brothers still go and assume that we ain't as tight. Our clothes don't like the light of a greater understanding. Beef ain't as commanding, bob heads once Tuesday high. So sisters get placed upstage, one spot in a crew, where one is too many and zero's too few. We fight for some time, disregard one another, but if I'm uplifting my sisters, don't mean I'm hating my brother. Cause some of them too will just look at you like, yo bitch, get off that stage. But this culture's also made of our blood, our feet, our voice, more than catchy hooks and hoot-shaking noise. We're just as fly when our poems don't rhyme, and we merely pontificate beautifully delivered diction. See, hip-hop is our world, and we bleed on it, feed on, get up, move on, work out, learn on. We got just as much right to be here. And I'm trying to break down a list of everything I don't do, pleading, won't you show me some God-blessed respect? Because that's still playing that game. And this is my yes campaign, because I can't remember the last time we had one. So yes to our ideas, and yes to we, and yes to making it past the shit we see, and yes to love, and yes to Mad Luft, and yes to El Barrio, because the connections are moved. Yes to hip swaying, because my sexuality is mine. Yes to everything more than body sometimes. Yes to remembering the powers of our mothers, and I'm uplifting my sisters, don't mean I'm hating you, brother. Because it ain't about them cats, it's about we, about us. The connections to ourselves, so we don't see these dudes as a must. The verses we spit and the beats we break, the tags we tag for sanity's sake. Our bodies rocking with smooth our soul, patching vision and knowledge with rhythmic flow. The stories, our roots, our hip hop, our petition, ain't no progress gonna come without our women's upliftment. How's everyone doing?
Oh,
my first time in Cork. First time in Ireland. It's been a wonderful journey thus far. This next one, there's a Mexican singer, her name is Julieta Venegas, and she's a wonderful singer. If anyone speaks Spanish or interested in learning, great lyrics. And this one's called Nosere, and Nosere means I won't be. And so, you know, for the longest time I would do these love poems that I didn't think were that bitter. And then after people would come up to me and say, wow, you're messed up. But I was really fine. But the lyrics in the song, she says, you know, I won't be what you imagine. I won't tell you what you want to hear. But I know I can make you happy. And even though there are days that I don't know what's happening, even though that there are days when all I see is black, I know I can do this. Let's go for it. And if you feel the rhythm, you know, by all means, clap your heart away. No seré una mujer perfecta de las que voltea a ver pasar. No seré hasta y maravillosa, pero sé lo que puedo hacer. No sabré andar como una princesa, ni vivir como en alta sociedad. Y no sé engañar a tu corazón, pero sé que te puedo hacer feliz. Aunque muchas veces no sé lo que quiero, aunque hay días en que veo todo negro, no quiero irme de aquí para estar cerca de ti, porque sé que te puedo hacer feliz. No seré lo que te imaginaba, no diré lo que quieres escuchar, no se ve si será para siempre, pero sé que te puedo hacer feliz. Wow, let's just go like that. All cracked open. All cracked open, dustbins and lost rolls of films with stuck memories. But there, somewhere on a Brooklyn rooftop, we prayed to dance this life away, to make shapes with ourselves we thought impossible and too strenuous. But man, did we fib. We just had to ask ourselves, where could this life lead us? And we just had to let ourselves go. Y de veras, I wanted total, real, and complete, without editing for pretty, but keep the scratches and let the fallen strands of hair speak for themselves the journey. From the bed, to the dresser, to the door, to a new day strikes the reactive of whistles and sirens from outside, so all cracks open at midnight, raise toasts and thank yous and sneezes. May they fly to your ears and within our hearts, thriving louder than expected when we didn't expect very much. Last one called Time Zone. It's someone dedicated. I'm trying to figure out whether I'm going to dedicate it to a nameless person who's in San Francisco. Actually, no one. Let me fly to his ears. It is 12:53 in New York City, 11:53 in Cusco. Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. If you are asleep, dream with me. It is 7:53 in Madrid. Let the mind wander to ideas less ridiculous than love stretching wider than these continents. It is 6:53 in Pali. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me see you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Our words are certain to compel the body into action, into change. It is 5:53 in London and Accra. There is balance, that fine line between community and this personal quest for us. It is 1:53 in Manila. Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. For both of us, beneath our love, we're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. And now the daybreak sessions have taught me that passion is passion is passion all the same, yes. It is 9:53 in LA in the Bay. And again the mind wanders, but not to ideas of hysteria and depression, economics and war, machismo revolution, but of you. It is 1:53 in Montevideo. Dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtain that our kisses have worn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. The images remain grainy. What is even clear is to admit missing you without knowing if you miss me. The spring of your step and I roll my eyes, wondering if you've forgotten. The tease of your sense and I question when, if again, I will witness your gestures of love. It is to risk that we are an illusion while the missing you is real, if I twist my tongue around it. And this space could be the death of us. Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand, touch me with your blood. Dance me to the end of love. It is 12:53 in New York City, 11:53 in Lima. The sound of your voice, say you heard and were coming all along.